Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Wednesday, December 18th, 2024. It's good to have you with us. Yeah. Anyway, it is Wednesday, December 18th, 2024. To kick it off, we're going to lead our weather report, so let's go ahead and do that. Come on, there you go. Alright, Dallas. Alright, here's today's weather. Mild, overcast, and breezy this morning. Then sunny periods this afternoon with a high of 57. Tonight, considerable clouds, low 44. Here's the current weather, 48 degrees. Real feel, 49, partly sunny. Wind is south-southwest, 3 miles per hour. Wind gust is 6 miles per hour. Air quality is excellent. And looking ahead, expect showers tomorrow night. Yay! Alright, so, yeah. Today, December 16th. Actually, December 18th, I mean, I didn't read that right. December 16th was a Monday. I wasn't even on the air that day. 57 high, 44 low. Decreasing clouds tonight. Considerable clouds. But some sunshine. Not a whole lot. Tomorrow, on Thursday, it'll be 52 high, 41 low. Cloudy. Overcast with a few showers. But 25% chance. On Friday, it'll be 50 high, 41 low, with a thick cloud cover, partly to mostly cloudy, with a 25% chance of rain. Then on Saturday, December 21st, it'll be 53 high, 45 low, with a little afternoon rain, rain and drizzle early in the evening, with a 75% chance. So, pretty high chance. On Sunday, it'll be 54 high, 43 low, with cloudy with afternoon rain, with rain tapering off with a 77% chance. And for the last 2 days, it'll be, on Monday, it'll be 52 high, 45 low, cloudy with afternoon rain, with rain tapering off that day as well, with a 75% chance. And then on Tuesday, which will be Christmas Eve, by the way, it'll be 50 high, 39 low, with a chance of rain in the morning, and a couple of showers if possible, in the evening, with a 35% chance. And that's the 7-day forecast, by the way. Anyway, there's your weather forecast from AccuWeather. Yep. Anyway, enough of all that. Moving right along. It's 8:04 a.m. We still got like 6 minutes left before we have to go to the commercial and try to figure out what else we can do. Okay, this is a hit-and-miss kind of segment, guys. You never know what to suspect. And yes, my throat isn't really cooperating today. Isn't that lovely? And you're probably going to laugh at this. Guess what I had for breakfast today. You're probably gonna laugh at this. You're probably gonna laugh at it real hard. Aunt Lou probably wouldn't, though. I had an ice cream sandwich. Yeah, so as I said, Aunt Lou wouldn't laugh at that, but everyone else might have, though. Anyway, but there was something I was reading about. I forget what it was. I was looking up on my phone, though. It wasn't on the computer. GLP-1. Aha. It's trying to load an ad, but it can't load it, though, because I have an ad blocker. It just gets in the way, though. I can't dismiss it, though. For some reason. Could just look this up on the computer, but I'm just gonna, like, skim for it really quick. Basically, what GLP-1 agonist is a class of medication that can help manage blood sugar glucose levels in people with type 2 diabetes. It can also help treat obesity, too. In other words, it could be great for me because I have a lot of weight myself. So a GLP-1 might be good for me, actually, because I don't know if you're aware of this. You probably aren't, but I weigh, like, a lot of... I have a lot of weight in me, so... I know I don't like saying it on the air, but it is a truth, unfortunately, so... Yeah. And the current GLP-1s are... Dulaglutide, Trulicity, Exetide, Byetta, Exenatide Extended Release, Biorodrin, Lagerotude, Vicetoza, I think, Lixentide, Adelicin, Semaglutide Injection, Ozempic, and Semaglutide Tablets, Ribulceus. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. Good morning. Sorry that he's sleeping on the couch. I should ditch him off of that. I'll probably cut the part out, but it's okay. I might leave it in there anyway, just to frame him. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, enough of all that. Let's just put the commercial in. But you know what's funny is, me and Aunt Lou were reading a story about Elon Musk talking about GLP-1s. It seemed pretty interesting. Elon Musk runs Tesla, by the way, if you're wondering. Anyway, I'm thinking too close to myself. I'm trying to figure out what commercial I want to put in. We'll put this one in, what the heck. It's not a sister, I ain't gonna play it right now anyway. Okay, let's scroll down, that's good. Sorry about the silence. Alright, we'll play some music now. Put some music in, that is. But in California, Girls, by Katy Perry. Again, we're still playing stuff for 2010. I'm hoping to continue on what we're doing before with, our variety format. I just gotta do all the stuff again, copied over from my other computer to my Windows 11 computer so I can put it in the VM. Very fun. It will be fun, just saying. Not really, though. And Break Your Heart, I guess, by Teo Cruz. I thought we had less time. We have enough time. I think we should be okay, though. Yeah. We'll see, though. Break Your Heart seems a little bit shorter, but I can't reveal what's coming up next. It'll be food talk. Yep. Alright, so food talk is coming up at 8:20 a.m., guys. There you go. So, yay. Anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is coming up right after this commercial break in 10 minutes with California Girls and Taylor Cruz, Break Your Heart. So, there you go. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Break Your Heart by Taylor Cruz. The California Girls by Katy Perry featuring Snoop Dogg. We're here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, it's time for food talk, guys, and it is time for a recipe that I don't think I have read on the show before. It is called Chocolate Mousse, and it's a community pick, by the way. Yep. It's submitted by Sandra Silver for the Really Good Food Cookbook. You won't believe how wonderful this mousse is. You can serve it at the most elegant dinner parties or at family dinners, and I promise you, it will be all gone, really. We'll see about that. Alright, it's ready in 20 minutes. It serves 8 to 10. There's 5 ingredients. Yep. Here's what you need. You need 8 ounces of chocolate chips, 6 tablespoons of water, 2 teaspoons of vanilla, 2 cups of whipping cream, yep, and a 1/4 cup of confectioner's sugar, yep. Here's the directions. First, you want to melt the chocolate and water in a saucepan. Then, whisk in the vanilla. Allow it to cool. After that, whip in the cream. Add the confectioner's sugar. On low beater, blend in the chocolate. Scoop the chocolate mousse into a clear glass bowl. And finally, garnish it with grated chocolate or some of the chocolate from the pan drizzled on the top. And there you go. Simple as that. Here's a question, though. Do you have to add the confectioner's sugar, or could you use something else? Well, it gives it the proper sweetness you would want in chocolate mousse, otherwise it may turn out bitter. For a healthier alternative, they make powdered sugar substitutes like stevia and erythritol, which would set up the same, essentially. Let us know how it turns out. Emily@food.com. Stevia and erythritol is basically powdered sugar, but it doesn't have as much. Unless other questions, they don't have that many replies. So there you go. Anyway, that is chocolate mousse there. Pretty interesting. I'll go back to the homepage now. That's funny. It says ref now. That's funny. Let's see here. I've already read Dutch apple pie before. That chocolate mousse one I've never read on my show before. That's why I wanted to read that one. Because that was one I don't think we've read before our station. Barb's Gumbo. That one I know we've already read. That's why we're not going to bother reading that. Bourbon Chicken. That needs no exception. That we've read so many times, it's going to make us puke. Anyway, I think we've also read Whatever Floats Your Boat's Brownies. It took a while for us to read it, though. I just want to read something different, guys. That's all. You can also remember reading the Snickerdoodle Cookies. Fudge Crinkles? I don't know if I read this. A grade 4 ingredient cake mix cookie. Ready in 15 minutes, yields 3 to 48 cookies. There's just 4 ingredients. You need 4-ounce box, a Devil's Food cake mix, the Betty Crocker Super Moist cake mix is suggested, if necessary. You also need a 1/2 cup of vegetable oil, 2 large eggs, and confectioner sugar or granulated sugar, just for rolling. Now, here is the directions. First, you want to preheat the oven to 350. It's weird. Why does it say 358 degrees? You know, I think that's meant to say 350 degrees Fahrenheit, but for some reason, this browser can't translate. Keep in mind, though, I'm reading this on an older computer with an older OS, so it probably can't translate that right. My current theory is it says 350 degrees Fahrenheit, so believe me on that. It's 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Anyway, second, you want to stir by hand dry cake mix, oil and eggs in a large bowl until the dough forms. Then you want to dust your hands with confectioner sugar, whatever, and shape the dough into 1-inch balls. Yay! Roll the balls in confectioner sugar and place 2 inches apart on ungreased cookie sheets. Yay! Bake for 8 to 10 minutes or until the center is just set. Just set. And then remove from the pans after a minute and so, or so, and cool on wire racks. And here are certain notes. I'm not gonna bother reading them. I'll skim from them really quick, but she tried this with several different cake mix brands, but the Betty Crocker one does the best. She was having a problem with her cookies flattening while baking, whatever, temp 375, whatever. You get the idea, and I think, yeah, I've done enough here. Okay, so there we go. I can't really talk today. Anyway, we'll put the commercial on now. Simple as that. Which one should we put in? I don't know. Do I have the one I want? Doesn't look like I do. I'll put this one in at least. Yeah, screw it. Okay. Now I just realized Stace Trivia, I forgot to put their commercial in at the beginning of the show. What one did I put in before? Oh, that's right, okay. Oh well. I'll just put in here instead. To make up for it away. That'll be that. Now for our music, I'm actually thinking of playing, Lady Gaga, Eliantro, which I think has been really hooking on me for some reason. And after that, let's see here. We'll play David Guetta, Chris Willis, Getting Over You. How about that? Simple as that. There we go. That might work, guys. We'll see what happens. If not, oh well. Anything could happen. I feel like it will work, though. I just know it will. If anything, it could run over a little bit, but just by a hair. But coming up in the next segment will be TMZ Celebrity News. In fact, actually, I'm going to move David Guetta first. I'll have Eliantro play last. Something weird like that. Yeah. Anyway, coming up in the next segment, like I said, is TMZ Celebrity News, guys, as always. So there you go. We only got to read 2 recipes today, unfortunately, unlike yesterday where we got to read 3. So at least that was some good news, but maybe TMZ will redeem itself. We'll be able to read 3 stories. I don't know, I highly doubt that's going to be the case, though. But like I said, anything could happen, guys. Anything could happen. Just saying. Anyway, I guess nothing more to see here or hear here. We'll be right back right after this with more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. And Chris Lillis right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Yep. Anyway, it is now time for TMZ Celebrity News. And we're going to kick it off with Mauricio Umunsky, A Little Sugar After Dinner, who smooshes a new flame in... Again, I apologize for the whistling. That's just how it's got to be. Anyway, we're just going to start over. Mauricio Umunsky, A Little Sugar After Dinner, smooshes a new flame in Aspen. Okay, there was no ad there. Okay, good. Mauricio Umunsky is living up to single life in the middle of his white Christmas, locking his lips with a beautiful blonde in Aspen after a sushi dinner. The reality television star was spotted out in the celebrity vacation destination Tuesday night, walking out of Matsushita, a popular Japanese and sushi restaurant. Ooh. At his side was a blonde woman, bundled up against the cold, and she clearly needed some body heat, because she barreled right into the strange husband of Kyle Richards' chiseled frame. Alright? You don't know what to do, gotta keep reading this. But it seems her lips were feeling frostbitten too, and they just need to tie them up in order to fend off that icy chill. Yeah. While Marcia's been seen gallivanting the globe with model Nikita Khan, this is a new woman, an Instagram model named Claudia K, with whom he was seen at Kimo Sabe, a high-end Western wear store earlier today. But as you know, Kyle and Marcia split last year, though they haven't officially started the divorce process yet, ironically. Kyle did stop by and watch What Happens Live last night, where she had shocked Eddie Cohen and the audience by claiming a conversation about divorce had yet to come up, which was quite interesting. So who knows what's going on? Who knows, they might not even be divorcing, who knows? Anyway, KR says she and MJMU are just living separate lives at this point, so they just haven't sat down to talk about formally splitting just yet. They're not really sure yet. They haven't divorced yet, that's all we know. That said, Kyle's been taking a few shots at Marcia recently, including on last night's episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, where she agreed that he was probably going through a midlife crisis. Marcio's been spotted with other famous women in the past year and a half, including his Dancing with the Stars partner, Emma Slater. Though the two always denied dating, though. But given this level of PDA, though, it seems unlikely he'll be able to deny his hooking up with the new flame, though. Really. Anyway, I'll close out that. Whoa, what was that? Ah, deals. Okay, well, I don't care about that. We'll move on to the next story with Diddy accuser's lawyer and his Harvey Weinstein versus Diddy. The alleged sex abuse pattern is similar. Whoa, Diddy accused Harvey Weinstein? I did not know that. Interesting. Huh. Thomas Dufra, the lawyer for three anonymous men who have accused, Diddy of sodomizing them, says that Diddy is a lot like another fallen Hollywood power player, Harvey Weinstein. Interesting. The attorney stopped by CNN on Wednesday to talk about the lawsuit he recently filed on behalf of his three clients, and he says a similar phrase in their stories caught his attention early on, you know. Goffrey says abuses like Diddy's accused of being all have patterns, adding former Hollywood producer Weinstein had them as well. Let's read this. I was going to try to load a video, but I didn't play it, though. And it looks like Aunt Lou wants to take my meds. I'll take them in a moment. While Goffrey admits there are differences in his client's stories, they have the same basic through line. They claim they came into Diddy's orbit, he allegedly gave him a drink that made him feel woozy, and then they say they woke up to the mogul sodomizing them. Dufresne mentions a statement one of his I'll take him in just a moment. Dufresne mentions a statement one of his clients made in particular when Diddy allegedly told a man he was raping he would be done soon. Combs' legal team has told TMZ these complaints are full of lies. We will prove them false and seek sanctions against every unethical lawyer who filed fictional claims against him. So he's denying everything, just like he did when the lawsuit was first filed. But as you know, Diddy is locked up in MDC Brooklyn, I believe. Yep. Preparing for his trial next May. He's facing charges of racketeering, sex trafficking, and transportation engaging prosecution. Prostitution, I mean. Many people have filed civil lawsuits against Diddy, including these free men who chose to file anonymously, each claiming they woke up to Diddy sodomizing them. Interesting. Weinstein's attorney, Arthur Adali, slams Scoofera for comparing the two men, telling TMZ, "It is an outright lie to say that Harvey Weinstein had a pattern of drugging women and sexual abusing them." Just not one accuser of Mr. Weinstein's ever alleged that. To make such a claim is reckless and irresponsible. A difference in the reputations between Mr. Weinstein and Mr. Combs could not be any more different. In New York, Mr. Weinstein is an innocent man, anxiously awaiting his trial to finally clear his name here. Anyway, I think we'll just go ahead and stop it here, guys. Simple as that. There we go. Anyway, we'll hurry up and park commercial in. Let's put a Freeman one in, of course. Sorry for some loud noises there. I have to take my meds once I'm done with this break, by the way. Put in 303 first with my first kiss. Actually, I was putting Riding Solo, what the heck. And after that, we'll put in, the other song I'll put in, I think, was, OMG, yeah. There we go. Anyway, coming up after the commercial break will be Jason Derulo's Riding Solo and Usher OMG featuring Lil I Am. Oh, yeah. After that, we'll play Pokemon Go, by the way. FYI. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. But anyway, enough of all that. You get the idea. Anyway, Anyway, I still got like a minute left. Can I just take my meds now? Well, I kind of have to be on time here, guys. It just is what it is. Yeah, I deal with it. Anyway, I'm sorry about that. I got half a minute left. Like I said, coming up is Pokemon Go at 9 a.m., so nothing more to talk about. Anyway, coming up is the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club at 9 a.m., so here we go. Anyway, enough pulling through, guys. We'll be right back right after this with the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to Tricky Fox Radio. Damn pencil. Yep. That was OMG by Usher featuring Who I Am and Riding Solo by Jason Derulo right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Yep. Alright, so, yeah, it is the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, and here we go. With, Pokemon Go, that is. Comes from the Natick, of course. okay, is it getting stuck here? Oh, no. Let me try retrying that. I can't hatch the egg if my Apple ID won't work. Well, it looks like Pokemon Go is just going to have to wait till another time, guys. That is quite annoying. You know, this stuff always seems to happen on the air, guys. Well, I don't know what to do, guys. You know, that is quite annoying how Pokemon Go ain't working, guys. We always seem to do this at 9 a.m., but for some reason, it just doesn't work. And for some reason, I just want to blame my phone because it just doesn't want to work right now because it's acting like Apple is the one to blame. You see, the problem is that I have it signed into an Apple ID, and for some reason, I think the Apple ID is just cut off, so I feel like I want to blame Apple. So, yeah. I think for now we're just going to have to do what we're going to do in the last segment, which would usually be a YouTube preview. So, oh well. So, yeah, the phone can go screw itself. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to go here to Google Chrome here and go to YouTube Studio. See what my most popular video is in the last 7 days. Let's look at that Clam Digger video. I would really like to play that for you guys, but I don't know if I could play it for NPCHC. I don't know if I can or not. I could try. Maybe I can. Yeah. That'll work. So we'll just do this for now, and then we'll try to do Pokemon Go in the next segment, guys. I'm so sorry, guys. I feel like I want to blame Apple or whoever runs the company just because they screwed everything up. Anyway, enough of all that. We'll go ahead and turn this volume thing up. We'll go ahead and do some YouTube previews. Anyway, this is my most popular video overall, I think. It's currently number one in the last 7 days. In fact, it's probably lifetime views, I think. I don't know. But we'll just play it just for the heck of it. It's only 15 seconds, but it's got lots of views, guys. It's my most popular video overall, I think, too. Here it is, Clam. I'll just say it like this. Clam Digger on Wheel of Fortune. Leader's answer. He actually answers the N. To make it like the N word. Just listen very closely.
And forfeit. N.
He said N. Clam N-I. I'm not even gonna bother saying the rest, because if I do, I'll get in trouble. Because, yeah, this is the radio. It's a clean show.
No N.
No N. Weird. So yeah, it's weird. It's a person, but it could be anything. Clam Digger, but we don't know. Weird answer. Yeah. Anyway, next video I have was from 2017. It's the LG dryer sound. Interesting. Let's see if we could play that. So 2017, it looks like. Wherever you're at. There it is. So this would be a HD video. I'll just, there we go. I think it's recorded on an iPad, I forget now. Yep, that's the sound it makes. It actually sounds like a song, believe it or not. In fact, it is. Thank you for watching. Yep, record with my former iPad Mini. Yep. Because I didn't have it at that point. I do have another one now, ironically, but it's a newer model, though. It has a cracked screen, though, but it still works. It still works. It has AppleCare, so that's nice. Anyway, next video is Alone Like in Rock Christmas. It's a recent upload, but I'm not going to bother previewing that, though, because that video is much longer, though. It's like 40 minutes, and I ain't going to bother previewing it. It ain't worth it. And besides, it's 9:06. I can preview the fifth video, though, which is the Allstate TV Blind Spot Mayhem commercial, though, which is currently number 5. It's pretty popular, too. It was, I think, also my most popular video overall. I forget, though. I posted it back in 2012, I think? Yeah, here it is. Allstate TV. Yep, okay.
I'm your blind spot. And my job is easy. Hide big things.
You're good.
And if you named your own price on car insurance, you could be paying for this yourself.
Yeah.
So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
So, yep, it was pretty funny in a way. My mom thought it was funny too. Oh man, I miss my mom. Anyway, so yeah, that was our little YouTube studio preview there. Anyway, hopefully Pokemon Go will be working better. I don't know what was up with the Apple ID screw up there earlier, but oh well. I think I'm just going to put a different type of commercial on since we had to improvise. That would make sense. Yeah. For the heck of it, so I'm an idiot. So sorry, that's just how it's gotta be. Go cry yourself, I guess you could say. Alright, we'll play My First Kiss, a little like this, I guess you could say. And after that, we'll play I Like It by Enrique Iglesias featuring Pitbull. How about that? There we go. So anyway, hopefully the next segment we'll be able to play Pokemon Go just fine. I do not know what happened. For some reason, I think Apple just had a little screw-up with my phone. If it does not work out, I guess we're just not going to play Pokemon Go. We're just going to play something else, I guess. I do not know. So, that's really weird. We didn't have that issue yesterday, but all of a sudden we're having the issue. If not, I could probably switch to my mobile data, but usually switching to mobile data doesn't do me any good either. I think it just makes it worse, I would think. It's really weird how it would do that. It's like it does it purposely on the air, so I don't know. Anyway, enough of all that. Coming up after a commercial break is 303, My First Kiss, featuring Kesha, and Enrique Iglesias, featuring Pitbull. I like it, and we'll try again with Pokemon Go. If it doesn't work out, we'll just do something else, I guess. Oh well. But anyway, enough all that. Coming up is My First Kiss, featuring Kesha, 303, Enrique Iglesias, featuring Pitbull. I like it. After that, we'll try again to play Pokemon Go. If not, we'll just do something else. But anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go away. That was I Like It by Enrique Iglesias featuring Pitbull. And My First Kiss went a little like this by Frio-Fee, Frisbee, Kesha. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Anyway, in this segment, we are going to make another attempt to try to play Pokemon Go. Because in the last segment, we were unable to do so we instead ended up just doing a YouTube preview, which we usually do in this segment, but instead what we did was we swapped the segments over, so hopefully we will have better luck this time. But it doesn't look like we will, though. It may force me to sign out and sign back in. Which means we may be doing something else in this segment, guys. Do you even... Yeah, I think Pokemon Go is not going to happen today, guys. I think Pokemon Go is just completely broken on my phone. You know, this stuff always seems to happen on the air, guys. I completely dislove it. So I don't really know what we're going to do for this segment, guys, to be honest with you. If we can't play Pokemon Go, we're pretty much slumped at this point. Because, again, this could be a hit-and-miss kind of segment. I was hoping to do Pokemon Go, but it looks like the phone's not letting me do that. So, I mean, I guess we could try the tablet. I haven't played with Jesse Wild too often. I don't know if the app is up to date on that. It does have authentication errors too, but I don't want to lose hope on this, guys. We gotta do this. We can't lose hope on this. We gotta play Pokemon Go regardless. Come on, let me close that stuff off. There we go. We can't lose hope on this, guys. We gotta play this. We ain't losing hope on this. I think this is up to date. I think it might be. The only problem with it, though, is it has authentication problems, though, so we might have to sign out and sign back in now. Which I guess is no big deal. We just gotta wait for the sign-out button to show up. But the only problem on my phone is it doesn't even show that. It just says it's failed to sign in. It forces me to try again or try a different account, but I can't do that. It just says it failed to sign in with my Apple ID. I tried restarting the app, same error. It won't even work. I think this might work, but I have to sign it. But at least on here it says sign out, and I can hit returning player, sign in with Facebook, continue. Yeah, continue as Jesse. And this should work. Look at that, it works. I don't know what the issue is with my phone. So at least we can play Pokemon Go on the tablet. I don't know what the issue is with my phone. Obviously, something is going on with Apple servers right now. It makes me want to think about switching to a different phone, so I don't know. So obviously something's borked with Apple right now. Obviously it has something to do with Apple. But anyway, we can play Pokemon Go with my Facebook account. Even though this is an account I haven't played in a while, though. Skip that. Okay, now we got here. This is Dual Destiny. We haven't played this yet. In fact, it's a while since I played this account. I'll just hatch this egg just for the heck of it. See, I don't know what's going on my phone. It's obviously not working, but my tablet is, though. It's a car being. It didn't show it to me, though. That's odd. I'll check its appraisal later. Oh, it's the most recent egg. There isn't really a lot of recents. It's probably this one. Yeah. I'll just use that one. Doesn't look like it put it in, though. Oh, maybe it did. It did. It actually half the distance, too. That was nice. Cool. Anyway, we'll check our ready for the holidays. I just got one notification for December 8th. That's about it. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with my phone, guys. I think it's just borked. Obviously, Apple does not want me playing Pokemon Go right now on my phone. I don't want to miss that on my free gift from McDonald's. Always gotta remember to hit the X button, not the Learn More button, because then it takes you to a website that will open up in your web browser, so don't you forget that. See, it's all in here. Since this is a yellow account I'm technically playing on, not red, so that means I'm technically playing myself as a rival, so that means I'm forced to get yellow gems instead. wah, wah. But at least this one's working, at least, so I can't complain, but I can complain about me being yellow for now, at the very least. I'm not really happy about that, but at least this is working, at least, so at least that is working, but I'm still not happy. This is the only one I have working. For some reason, I want to blame Apple, though, because I feel like it's their fault, because their servers are borked, because it's their end. I feel like it's Apple's end that's not working, because when I restart the app, it just spit out the same error right away. It has nothing to do with Pokemon Go, I wouldn't think, because obviously I was able to sign on here just fine, because this uses different authentication, although I had to sign outside back in, but I already knew I had to do that. But yeah. I can try catching you, what the heck. Actually, no, I'm not going to bother, it's too strong. I mean, I could, but I'm not going to take any chances. I'll just do it off the air, off the mic. But yeah, I do not know what the issue is with the, with my phone. I think I might have to just not play Pokemon Go on my phone for now. I might be able to play on the tablet, but at least we were able to play on the tab, at least we were able to play on the phone at least, so that's a good sign. Sorry about the sound there, I was going to change the theme back to what I wanted it. For some reason, I changed it back to the default Windows 7 theme on my gateway. My original, on my older computer, that is. Anyway, kind of got annoyed that Pokemon Go wasn't working. Anyway, we're just going to put the commercial in now. At least we got one thing working, at least, but it's not how I wanted it, but it works, at least. It wasn't the thing I wanted, but at least it works, so that's all we'll probably get for now. And I think we'll probably play with it more in the next segment for the heck of it, because why not? Just for a makeup segment. So we got 0.5, 1.5, yeah, that's 3 minutes. Okay, good. And for the next, and then after the commercial break, we'll play Airplanes, B.O.B. featuring Hayley Williams of Paramore. And then after that, we'll play, where are you at? I gotta find a song that's pretty long. I already played Alejandra. I know it's not Rock is Red, but that doesn't mean we've already played it. Nice try. We already played LMG. Obviously, that one's marked. There's an Airbnb song. I don't want to play them twice, though. We'll just play Adam Lambert instead. We'll remove this B.O.B. song, and actually, no, we can play B.O.B. still. We'll play Nothing on You. Sorry if you heard a ding there. I don't think you did, though. And then, after B.O.B., we'll play, actually, before B.O.B., we'll play Sexy Chick by David Guetta. Why not? How about that? Yeah! Anyway, like I said, at least we're able to play something on Pokemon Go, at least. It wasn't what I wanted, but at least it was something, at least. Anyway, there you go. Anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is coming up right after this. Hopefully, we'll be able to play more of that account, even if it's a rival. But anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Nothing on You by B.O.B. featuring Bruno Mars and Sexy Chick featuring Akon by David Guetta right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I got some exciting news for you guys. My friend Eddie Rodriguez is getting pregnant again. She's going to have a boy. Yay! Good for her. Alright, so there you go. Anyway, on to the last segment. Oh well, it's fun while it lasts, I guess you could say. For this last segment, I think we're just going to continue on with playing Pokemon Go, or what's left of it. Got a Delibird here. That's interesting. Try to catch it. I forget if I caught this Pokemon on here or not. I don't know if I did. Yep, this looks like I did. At least that helps fix that situation up, at least. Okay. I forget if I have any numb berries. I do not. Odd. I'll just throw a great ball at. At least I got a great throw, at least. Pokemon broke free. Of course. I'll just try out. Darn it. Darn you! There we go. Don't think it'll work, though. Oh, maybe it will. There we go. Perfect. Oh, we'll see. Hang on, I want to see how many stars it was. Okay, it's worth nothing. Never mind. Adios. On the Weedle now. Probably get extra candy out of you, maybe. Okay, caught it. That's nice. It surprises me the phone wasn't working with Pokemon Go. I don't know. Probably just because Apple servers are borked. I don't know. It's a 2-star. The Weedle, that is. See, I don't know what the issue is with my phone right now. It just doesn't want to work for some reason. I don't know why. It's the strangest thing. So it forces me to play with my Yellow account whether I want to or not. I think Umbreon. Alright, that'll stay in now. Oh, well, you know, it did. I don't think it's gonna be worth anything now. It really would not surprise me. Yeah, it's 1-star. But I'll hold on to it anyway, just for the heck of it. Yeah, see, it's been over a month since I played it, because the last mission I had was on November 6th, so been about a month and a half. So, proof enough. Okay, what is going on here? I have nothing here, I don't think. I don't. Under events? No? There ain't nothing there. Okay, there it goes. Now it cleared itself. Okay, good. I don't know what the issue was, but okay. We were, like, almost frozen there. Weird. Probably the winter season. And the coins we have on this account, 87, so obviously it hasn't been any gems lately. I have a lot more coins on my red account, which obviously I can't access because my phone's screwed up. Thank you so much, Apple. Anyway, here's a Shinx. I can't evolve it, though, because it's... I don't have enough candy on this account. It's a 3-star, though. Do I have any other 3-stars? It's a little bit bigger. There is this one. It's 2-stars. Was it caught at raid? It's caught in the wild. I think this one was... Okay, this one was remotely caught at raid. But it was caught at raid regardless. But yeah. I'll probably end up evolving this one anyway. We'll just do that on here. I don't know. How many rare candies does this account have? 10? Okay. Alright, let's just use 1 on this guy just so we can get the, get it evolved into Luxio. 837, that's fine. It's funny, you can't even see Shinx there evolving. That's another thing about this tablet is it could be... You know, that's interesting. Pokemon Go just might be having issues today. It's funny how it was working on... It doesn't even work on the phone at all, but at least it's working on the tablet. At least somewhat. Yeah. It works on the tablet, well, sort of. On the phone, it doesn't even work at all. It just says, screw you, you're not even going to be able to get in the game. On the tablet, it does work, although I have to sign out and sign back in, and after that works just fine. on the phone, it doesn't even let me in at all. I have to literally do what I do on the tablet, but by force. So, yay. So, I don't know what their issue is. It makes me want to just uninstall the game, to be honest with you, because I think this game's starting to be very buggy again. But I really want to have to check out Reshiram and Zekrom, though, because those Pokemon I never caught before. And once you start playing this game, it really gets addicting, guys. I could tell you that much. When I first started playing this game in September of last year, I couldn't stop playing it, guys. And it was the same way with Antlode, too. I just couldn't stop playing it. That's all I can tell you. But now with all these bugs going on, I don't know if it seems too fair to do now. I don't know. Anyway, I guess there's nothing more to do here. I would just read the weather, guys, but I don't think we really have enough time for that. I can give you a referral link. Just go to tfxradio.rfd... Sorry, just go to tfxradio.rf.gd, then click on the weather link on the top of the page, and there we have, like, a weather forecast you can look at, along with the current conditions. So, there you go. Anyway, sorry about the second half not turning out as good as I thought it would. Usually it turns out as good as I thought it would, but apparently that didn't happen, so I don't know what the issue was with my phone. I guess things didn't go as planned, I guess. It just turned out to be more of a something different than I thought it would. But hopefully tomorrow's morning show will be better, guys. I do not know why it went up like this, but oh well. It is what it is, guys. What you gonna do? We're putting our last two songs in, obviously. We'll just put in, we're going to put Airplanes in this time. Put in originally, but I'm going to put in this time. And for our last song for the morning show, we'll put in Jay-Z and Mr. Hudson, Young Forever, because why not? Anyway, that's going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. I am so sorry this morning, the last half of the morning show ended up on such a sour note, guys. I do not know why my phone just decided not to function with Pokemon Go. I do not know why that happened. I've never seen that happen before. It hasn't happened before at all, really, on the air. It does happen. It never seems to happen before on Wi-Fi, but for some reason it just happened because I was on the air. I do not know, but it is what it is, guys. I think it just did because it wanted to end my show on such a sour note, but there you go. Anyway, hopefully tomorrow on Thursday will be a little bit better, regardless. But anyway, that's going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Hopefully, like I said, tomorrow's morning show will be a lot better than today's, regardless. But anyway, I'll see you all tomorrow, everyone, even if today was crappy or not. But anyway, goodbye, everyone.